Good morning, it's day two of E3, so today we've got the Nintendo and Sony press conferences. But I finally watched the Microsoft press conference after I got home. I DVR'd it from G4, so gave that a watch. And you know what? Yesterday I was a little underwhelmed, and I think, you know, like I said, I'd have to watch it to get excited because just the pure text updates that I was getting from the internet weren't as overwhelming. But after watching it, I thought, yeah, Microsoft did a really, really good job at what they presented, especially Project Natal, which, you know, if you're reading it, everybody thought it was natal and thought it was, you know, they were making prenatal jokes and things like that. So, Natal was pretty impressive. You know, everybody was kind of complaining about the ricochet and the paint. But you know what? Those are just demos, tech demos. Those aren't going to be, you know, polished final products and good representation of the use of the system. I was thinking more, you know, after watching Peter Molyneux's Milo presentation is using that tech in Fable 3 to interact with environments and characters. So, you know, conversing with townsfolk, engaging in combat all through the camera and without a controller. So it's truly that one-button combat. It'll actually be no-button combat. So that'll be kind of interesting if that's the application of the tech that they want to move to. But Milo was pretty cool. You know, the tech demo, everybody was kind of saying that it was a little creepy. And, you know, the standalone Milo tech demo was just that. Peter Molyneux posted afterwards that Milo was indeed a game. So you could probably deduce some kind of adventure game using that technology to help Milo kind of investigate and learn, you know, within the context of a game. So that's pretty interesting. Crackdown demo or Crackdown video. You know, it's really easy to get excited for Crackdown 2 because the first one was so good. But I haven't heard anybody say, you know, that first shot, they show four agents overlooking the city. So I betcha it's going to be four-player co-op. Keep an eye out for that. Some of the other ones, some of the other things from yesterday. You know, I was a little disappointed that Xbox posted the Last.fm Facebook and Twitter news, or they presented that, but then they said it'd be available this fall. I wish that they would just take a page out of Apple's book and say, you know what, it's available now, because that would be pretty cool. By announcing it now, by showing it and saying, well, you'll get it in a few months, I kind of have a little bit of suspicion whether we'll see some of that at all, just with the, you know, the live party announcement this year and kind of the party movie watching that they announced last year. So they've got a history of announcing things that don't really come to play. Also, no mention of the Peter Jackson Halo project, which I would imagine is never going to happen, especially at this point, unless that's Halo Reach. But then per Kotaku, you know, Halo Reach is actually the fourth of four announced Halo projects, and Peter Jackson's is one of those four. So, you know, I'll be interested to see if it's all happening. The other thing outside of the Microsoft press conference I thought was amazing was the Old Republic video trailer. There's no gameplay, but man, it gets you excited for that game. And also, one thing that I thought was interesting was the art style, because it does not echo the early art renders that we saw of that project, kind of the super deformed or overemphasized characters and bright graphics, and kind of made it look a little WoW-like. This one, kind of the teaser trailer really went back to kind of a more standard look. So I wonder if they're going to go for that for the game. That's about it. I thought it was pretty awesome, and really looking forward to seeing what Sony has to offer today. I think that they're going to have some good stuff. So I'll talk to everybody later. Thanks, and talk to you later.